This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this Tuesday morning, let's start it the best way possible. And that, as always, is by spending some time with God. How do we spend time with God? Well, God speaks. He speaks into our lives. He speaks into this world. He wants to shape your day today, this Tuesday, can be shaped by God in your life as you walk with Him into this day. And the way we listen to God is by opening our Bible and saying, God, please speak to me as I read your word. I want to know what you have to say to me. God loves to speak to us through the Bible. And so today we want to turn to another passage of Scripture in our theme we're looking at this week, which is, why do we experience trials and pain and difficult times in our lives? We saw yesterday that actually God can be the source of some of those trials. As he said there in Isaiah, he is behind some of the calamities we experience in life because he wants to draw us back to himself. We so easily forget God and start to leave him out of our lives. But when things get tough, we get desperate and we start calling on God again and saying, God, where are you? Please help me. And so God uses those difficult times to draw us back to himself. But I want us to notice a second reason we experience those difficult times today, and it comes from Romans chapter 8. Here's what Paul writes to the Romans. He says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation, the world around us, waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God, talking about the day when Christ returns and we are glorified to be with him, and he's going to make new heavens and a new earth. Verse 20, for the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption, into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. So Paul says we're waiting for this day when God's going to make all things new, but for now we live in a fallen world. And here's the second reason we experience pain and suffering and sickness and difficulty. It is simply a part of being in this fallen world. Someone once said, asking, why do I suffer when I live in the fallen world, is like asking, why am I cold if I'm standing outside in the middle of winter? It just comes with the environment. And this is true. We live in a fallen world. God allows the sun to shine on the righteous and the unrighteous, and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. When mankind pushed God away, God said something in you will be broken at that point. And as he had put us as the ones who were the caretakers of this entire world, when we rebelled against God, all of creation fell with us and became broken as well. So we live in this broken world, this fallen world. Now, I know I don't have to convince you of that. I know that inside of you is just an innate awareness. Things are not the way they should be in this world, right? You hear of disasters happening, and you say, why would that happen? That's not right. It shouldn't be like that. We hear of children being born with terrible sicknesses. How can that be? How could God allow that? Well, God didn't send that. It came as part of the fallenness of this world, which is the result of us pushing God away at the very beginning. God is actively involved in this world to renew us and to renew this world, and one day he's going to remake it. But for now, just recognize living in this world means you will experience difficulty. The great thing is, God is here to travel through that with you and strengthen you. Turn to him today if you're struggling in some way. I'm John North.